ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम सेवेंथ कैंटो चैप्टर 13 एंटाइटल्ड द बिहेवियर ऑफ ए परफेक्ट पर्सन टेक्स्ट 11 अत्राप्युदाहरन्तीमम् इतिहासं पुरातनम् प्रह्लादस्य च संवादम् मुनेराजगरस्य च। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद। As a historical example of this, learned sages recite the story of an ancient discussion between Prahlad Maharaj and a great saintly person who was feeding himself like a python. Purport: the saintly person met by Prahlad Maharaj was undergoing Ajagara Vritti, the living conditions of a python, which does not go anywhere, but sits in one place for years and eats whatever is automatically available. Prahlad Maharaj, along with his associates, met this great saint and spoke to him as follows. As a historical example of this meaning the previous verse, where the behavior of a perfect person or the rules and regulations of a sannyasi are explained, wherein it is said, a peaceful, equipoised person who is factually advanced in spiritual consciousness does not need to accept the symbols of a sannyasi such as the Tridanda and Kamandalu. According to necessity, he may sometimes accept those symbols and sometimes reject them. Although a saintly person may not expose himself to the vision of human society, by his behavior, his purpose is disclosed. To human society, he should present himself like a restless child. And although he is the greatest thoughtful orator, he should present himself like a dumb man. And then he says, as a historical example of this, learned sages recite the story of an ancient discussion between Prahlad Maharaj and a great saintly person who was feeding himself like a python. We find in all the Puranas, Purana means Puratana, very, very old, certain very, very interesting stories of great personalities and how they reacted to a particular situation, in a particular circumstance, and achieved the perfection of life. How they were able to deal with it. And that's what Puranas, especially Srimad Bhagavatam, is all about. The loving relationship between the Lord and His devotees and their activities, their behavior, their reactions to different situations and circumstances. Through these stories, once I think Urmila Mataji was giving a class here and she made a very nice, interesting point. She said, the importance of story in Krishna consciousness or in Vedic culture, these very, very beautiful stories, not exactly stories, these are actually incidents, are presented for various reasons. Number one, stories can preserve the culture. Very nice way of preserving the culture. Those stories with very, very powerful values transmitted since time immemorial preserve the cultural aspects. We find in Srila Prabhupada's purport also, whenever there is an opportunity, he presents the cultural background of that particular act. Like, for example, I used to read this again and again. Nanda Maharaj smelt the head of his child. Now, smelling someone's head, somehow it didn't kind of make sense. What exactly? Smelt the head? What did he do? Why did he do this? Well, they said actually that's the way of blessing a younger person and giving him, let my life come to you, my lifespan comes to you. This is a way of blessing the child. So, every activity has a deep cultural foundation. So, through these stories, the values that are held sacred to that culture is maintained. One. And secondly, very, very philosophical points are very difficult to remember, whereas stories are so easy to remember. Difficult philosophical points are difficult to even understand, but through stories, as an example, and immediately everyone is awake. You're discussing about very subtle points and all that. For example, and then you start and everyone, let's see. I'll tell you a story. That child in us comes out. It's like, wow, now it's going to be very nice. Some story. So it's also very interesting. And third, and very important, many more, but one of the important thing is, it bypasses our false ego to hear about ourselves. Because if I say, so and so, you, let me tell you what is wrong with you. Very difficult for a person to digest. But if I say, I'll tell you a story about a he-goat. Very nice, yeah. Let's all hear about he-goat. And then I say, the he-goat was like this, and he behaved like this with the she-goat and all that. And then he says, and ha ha ha, we are laughing. And then, we make sure that no one is looking at us. But then, you know, we are thinking, I am also like that. But thank God, no one knows here. So you laugh at yourself and simultaneously get the message. So that's a very nice way of communicating the faults or the limitations or the shortcomings in us in a way that is cheating the false ego and actually giving him the required medicine that it needs to take to actually humble, like an ass, you know, who is working hard, and the other ass says, why are you working so hard? Oh, no, a very bright prospect. The washerman told, he was telling his daughter the other night, I heard, he says, if you continue to behave like this, I'll get you married to this ass. So you see, there is some bright prospect. And the other ass says, the grass is available even, you know, roadside. Why you have to work so much? At the end you get this little grass. So we laugh. What foolish ass. Then after we go out of the class into our daily and say, I think I'm also like an ass. But grass is available even otherwise. So something like that. So again and again in the history or in these books, we find as a historical example of this. This means what? That the whole purpose of Varnashram system, the scientific division of human society, to gradually elevate them from the lowest level of bodily consciousness to the highest level of self-realization, from Godas to Goswami. It's very scientifically designed. Doesn't matter who you are, whatever level of consciousness you have, according to the nature you have, just regulate yourself through following the scriptures and perform these duties, then gradually and naturally the purification happens, purification of one's existence, so that the conditionings go away and our natural constitutional position of love of God actually manifests. That's the whole idea of the Vedic scriptures or the systematic division of human society. Dharma svanushthita pumsam vishvaksena kathasuyah na utpadayet yadiratim shiramaye vahi kevalam. If one is executing all this varnashram system, but at the end of the day, if he has not developed pure love for Krishna, then shiramaye vahi kevalam. Because that is our natural constitutional position. Nitya Krishna Das, yes, eternally servant of the Lord, a loving servant. That has to be awakened, aroused. And that's the whole purpose of Varnashram Dharma. So therefore, and simultaneously, Varnashram system is designed in such a way that you can materially be peaceful. When a person is materially, mentally peaceful and physically happy, basic needs are met, then one can think of spiritual life. If he is mentally very disturbed and physically insecure, it is very difficult for a person, unless he is really, really very rare soul, very difficult for a person to peacefully advance. Therefore, the Varnashram system has been designed in such a nice way that physically everyone feels secure, maintained properly, basic needs are met, prosperity in terms of physical things. Mentally, you will only be peaceful when you are engaged according to your propensity. Otherwise, it's like a square peg in a round hole. Misfit, is disturbed, always in anxiety, because he's not able to do something, achieve. And we also need a sense of self-respect and appreciation and encouragement for contribution to the society. So Varnashram system was designed in such a nice way that everyone was prosperous, was feeling very secure and maintained and sustained. Simultaneously, everyone was peaceful because everyone was engaged according to their propensities. And also, everyone was appreciated and respected for their unique, significant contribution to the society. There was nothing high or low. Everyone had a unique contribution to make. And that was appreciated and respected. No service was looked down upon and no service was unduly praised. Oh, very significant. Without that, that was the system. And therefore, while doing all of that, automatically everyone progressed. Progressed when they realized, while doing all of this, from bodily consciousness to the soul consciousness of developing love for Krishna was there. That was actually the central point. The central point was how to hear, chant, remember and worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead 24 hours a day. That was the central point. Because when the sages of Naimisharanya asked this question, there are so many scriptures, and in those scriptures, there are so many rules and regulations. And to practice all these rules and regulations, it will take so many, many years. But
The Kali Yuga is very short. Alpayushah, people's lifespan is very short. And even in that little lifespan, whatever we have, Mandaha, people have no inclination for spiritual, they're so lazy. And even if someone comes out of that laziness, wanting to inquire about higher things in life, Sumandamatayo, they are so easily misguided by so many so-called spiritual institutions. And in case someone escapes all those institutions and comes in proper parampara, gets in contact with a proper guru, still mandabhagyahi. So unfortunate, because there are so many distractions to drag him away, even from that somehow, by great fortune, he may have come in the right path in Kali Yuga, which is so rare. Still, there is a chance of getting misguided or being distracted because of so many distractions. You name it, and Kali has it. Newer and newer. Navanavaya manam. Mandabhagyahi. And because of all of that, upadrutaha, always in anxiety. Why? Because there is no system. No varnashram, nothing. Everything is a big khichdi. No one knows who is who. What is what. That's the confusion. Therefore, please give us the most essential instruction. Because we have short lifespan and all these things. And therefore, please give us the essential instruction. And therefore, straight away, Sota Goswami, because you have learned in all the scriptures, you know the essence of the scriptures, you have heard it from a spiritual master, you have imbibed it, please tell us the essence. Crash course on Vedics. Vedic Kali Yuga means crash course, because there is no time for anything. Immediate crash course. So as Krishna gave a crash course on Vedas to Arjun on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Suta Goswami gave a crash course to the sages of Naimisharanya. Of course, Shukadeva Goswami had to give a crash course because the lifespan of Parikshit Maharaja was very short. That was only Bhagavad Sapta. After that, real Bhagavad Sapta. Because there was only one Sapta left. So there, immediately he goes to the essence. Tasmad. And he says, what is the essence? The essence is Savaipum Sam Parodharmu. The topmost natural constitutional position, highest of all, is Yato Bhakti Hi Adhokshaje. Pure loving service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ahaituki apratihata. And to the extent that devotional service is unalloyed and uninterrupted, to that extent it will completely satisfy the soul. And if to follow that instruction, to achieve that level, anukulyasa sankalpo pratikulyasa varjanam. Whatever is favorable, adopt. Whatever is unfavorable, reject. And the essence of all instruction to achieve that state is tasmad ekena manasa bhagavan satvatam patihi shrotavyah kirtitavyascha dheyah pujyascha nityada. He says the essence is shrotavyah ekena manasa. By one-pointed attention, the mind is running everywhere. But ekena manasa, Bhagavan Satvatam Patihi, to that Supreme Lord, Satvatam Patihi, who is very, very favorably disposed to his devotees. Shrotavyah, one must constantly hear about. Kirtitavyascha, one must glorify. Dheyah, one must remember. And Pujyascha, one must worship. Nityada. Always, constantly. Smartavya satadam vishnur vismartavyo na jatu chit sarve vidhinishedhyasyuhu etayoreva kinkara. To remember the Supreme Lord always and not to forget him is the essence. In fact, Parikshit Maharaj is glorified by Shukadeva Goswami right at the outset by telling, congratulations, O King, having given the notice that you are about to depart in 7 days, you have taken the right decision to leave everything else and sit on the banks of the Ganga, which means taking shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, because Mother Ganga flows from the lotus feet of the Lord, this Charanamrit. So he took complete shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. And in the association of sincere devotees who had come from all over the universe to watch this glorious event, Parikshit Maharaj is thanking them. Thank you. This is the mercy of the Lord, that you people on your own have come to encourage me and give me your association, to help me remember the Lord and take shelter of the Lord. He also says the same thing. Tasmat Bharata Sarvatma Bhagavan Ishwaro Harihi Shrotavyah Kirtitavyascha Smartavyascha Ichchata Abhayam. Ichchata Abhayam. If anyone wants real Abhayam, liberation from miseries, then there is only one way. Tasmat Bharata Sarvatma. Now, hearing, chanting, remembering and worshipping is a natural activity in all Varna and Ashram. The whole world is hearing always. The whole world is chanting something or someone's glories. The whole world is remembering so many things. And the whole world is worshipping their respective heroes. It's natural for a living entity to hear about, glorify, remember, and surrender to some person, some object, some idea, some concept, some whatever. It's very natural. But Tasmad Bharata, just to encourage Parikshit Maharaj, he uses four words. Tasmad Bharata Sarvatma. He is the Atma of every Atma. He is the soul of every other soul. Sometimes we say, Pran Sebhi Pyara. Right? Pran Sebhi Pyara. More dear to me than my life. The soul, one's own self, is the most dear to everyone. But that most dear to the soul's soul is actually Sarvatma, the Paramatma. So it's not at all difficult to surrender to him, because he's naturally very dear to everyone. Sarvatma. And Bhagavan, he has such wonderful opulences, such wonderful qualities, such wonderful pastimes. What is the difficulty to remember? Others, they have just insignificant, tiny fragment of the Lord's splendor. And we are attracted by these glowworms in illusion of the darkness. But if you come to the light of the sun and hear the real hero, it's so natural to hear about heroes. But this is a real hero. Rupa Goswami says, Nayakanam Shiro Ratnam Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam Yatra Nityataya Sarve Virajante Mahaguna Nayakanam Shiroratnam. Of all heroes, the crest jewel of all heroes is Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Why? Yatra Nityataya Sarve Virajante Mahaguna. All the wonderful qualities are eternally, to an unlimited extent, residing in this personality. What is the difficulty to hear about, chant, remember and glorify and worship? So, Sarvatma, dear to everyone, Bhagavan, all opulent, and Ishwaraha. If he wants to do something, hero worship is so that he can, you know, maintain us and give us protection. But this is Ishwaraha. He is the supreme controller. When he does something, no one else can do anything against it. Mare Krishna rakhe ke, rakhe Krishna mare ke. He's a real hero. Ishwaraha. And the most wonderful part is Harihi. He takes away everything inauspicious, which is so difficult to otherwise remove from the heart. All the yogis, all the jnanis, all the people working through karmakanda, etc. are trying, performing so many activities, studying so many scriptures, performing so many rituals and Vedic or yogic activities, simply to remove the contamination from the heart, but simply by remembering and hearing and chanting and worshipping this personality, Sarvatma, Bhagavan, Ishwarah, Harihi. Ichchata, Abhayam, such a person can easily. Therefore, congratulations, Maharaj Parikshit, you have chosen the right path, the best path to achieve the highest goal. So actually, this is the real essence of scripture. And the whole Varnashram is designed to bring us to that platform. And once you reach that platform, sannyasi. Sannyasi means renunciate. Total renunciate. He is the leader of all the varnas and ashramas. Amongst the varnas, brahmana is the head. But among the ashrama, the sannyas ashram is the head of the brahmana also. Leader of the brahmana also. Sannyasi means the highest position in the varnashram system. However, all the sannyasis may not be equally renounced. There are different levels of sannyas also, renunciation. Kutichak, Bahudhak, Parivrajakacharya, Paramahamsa. But here it is talking about a Paramahamsa. Once he comes to the stage of Paramahamsa, then he is transcendental to all the rules and regulations. All rules and regulations is transcended. Yadate moha kalilam buddhir vyatitarishyati tada gantasi nirvedam shotavyasya shutasyacha. In the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, where contents of the Gita are summarized, it talks about the perfection of a self-realized soul. Once you realize you are not the body or the soul and you are living on that platform, totally absorbed in Krishna consciousness, in devotion, then such a person, tadate moha kalilam, through his intelligence, he can cross through the dense forest of Vedic rituals. Because it can entangle. It's called a dense forest. Buddhir vyatidarishati tada gantasi nirvedam. He becomes indifferent. Indifferent to shrotavyasya shrutasyacha. All that is to be heard and all. That means he transcends all the rules and regulations. He becomes indifferent because the purpose of rules and regulations is to remember Krishna always and never forget Krishna. Because he has developed such intense love for Krishna, he's so absorbed in it that for him, these rules and regulations which are meant for sadhakas to actually remember gradually becomes a big burden. Therefore, he rejects the lower principles to adopt the highest principle of serving the Lord always, remembering the Lord always. Sometimes, for the sake of preaching, he may come to a particular level to show some example to people. Janakadayah, loka sangraham evapi sampashyan. Janak Maharaj is one of the Mahajans. He knows exactly what is the essence. He's living by that principle, but sometimes he may come down. So it's very difficult to judge or understand what is the level of a person simply by seeing a person situated in the Varnashram system. They may take different situations. But Nirvedam means a person becomes indifferent to all these external rules and regulations. That's why Rupa Goswami says, what is that? Six things that are favorable. Utsahat nishyadhe tattat karma pravartanat. No. Six things unfavorable. Atyahar prayash prajalpo. Niyamagraha. Niyam agraha and niyam agraha. Niyam agraha means to hold on the ritual just for the sake of rituals and you get stuck. Those rituals become a chain that bind you and not help you to progress.
That is like the karma kandis. They get stuck. Those rituals act as a chain which tie them and stop them from further progressing. They get stuck there. Once you go to the next step, you have to lift your leg from the other lower step. You have to become indifferent to the lower principle and step your feet on the higher principle. Then you keep higher principle and lift your leg. You can't, you know, keep it on the first step and also on the eighth step simultaneously. At the same time, if you neglect all the steps thinking I am beyond the steps, that's also, you know, you'll have a big fall. Crash down. So we can't neglect, and simultaneously we can't get caught up in the rituals. We have to rise above, understanding the essence. Sarvadharman Parityajya. So this level is talking about a level where the person absolutely becomes indifferent. And he may sometimes accept some principle that he may use, he may feel it useful for some time for specific purpose, and sometimes he may actually reject. Because he understands the essence. To serve the Lord, he may accept certain things. Just like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the crest jewel of all sannyasis. He accepted Mayavad sannyas. Though Mayavada Bhashya Sunile Hoyasa, his teachings are how to destroy Mayavada. To remove a thorn, sometimes you have to use another thorn. So to destroy Mayavada, he accepted Mayavada sannyas. Swarup Damodar Goswami, he retained whatever was necessary for serving, he rejected what was not necessary. He retained the name which gave him humility, Swarup. That means a brahmachari is called by that name. He didn't take up the sannyas name. Because he was not doing it for name and fame. So he didn't take the name. The sannyas name. He just maintained that other name. But he took up whatever was necessary to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu took it, whatever was essential for preaching. So they accept whatever is necessary and they reject whatever is not necessary. Because they understand the principle. So sometimes we see different levels of people. But in Kali Yuga, practically it is impossible to really follow Varnashram system. Mahaprabhu, as Prabhupada explains in Nectar of Devotion, he has given us a process which goes low, low, low down to the lowest level of society. Absolutely deeply conditioned level. Kirat, Ahunandra, Pullinda, Pulkasha, Abhira, Shumbha, Yavana, Khasadaya. Ye anye, even below that. Papa, Yadapashraya, Shriya, Shuddhantitasmai, Prabhu Vishnave Nama. He took the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam, a process, Yuga Dharma, and gave it to anyone and everyone without consideration. Munificent, most munificent personality. A process by which it doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter what kind of externals in terms of circumstances, in terms of dress, in terms of varna, in terms of ashram we are. If we can take up the essential principle, then one can rise and rise and rise to that highest level of sannyas. And achieve the perfection that such a sannyasi attains. Krishna explains in the Gita, who is a sannyasi? Anashrita karma phalam karyam karma karotiyah sa sannyasi cha yogi cha na niragnir na chakriyah. Anashrita karma phalam, the first thing is there are so many material desires and our activity is motivated by, whether we take scriptural injunctions, whatever, the whole purpose of do whatever we do, why we do what we do, to fulfill these desires in the heart, to get some result. But, anashritaha, when you are not motivated by those fulfillment of these material desires in the heart, you are satisfied, knowing fully well that Krishna will provide 100%. Abhayam sattva samshuddhim jnana yoga vyavasthiti. In the 16th chapter, so many divine qualities are described, but three are primarily for sannyasis. One is abhayam, absolute fearlessness. I know wherever I am, in the deep jungles or in the middle of nowhere in the desert, somewhere Krishna is always with me. He will provide. Absolutely fearless. There is no bhaya. Principle of fear is there as long as there is bodily conception. Bhayam dvitiya abhinivesha. But a person is fearless. That's a sannyasi. Abhayam. Absolutely fearless. For his maintenance. He has no concern for his maintenance. But Mahaprabhu taught a process by which anyone can become like that. Srivas Thakur, a householder, had that same fearlessness. Mahaprabhu was concerned about him. Hey, what are you going to do? You 24 hours you are chanting, hearing, dancing, everything. And nowadays I have started night kirtan also. Whole day and whole night everything. You are doing the same thing. How will you maintain yourself? That was his anxiety. Mahaprabhu's anxiety. The Lord is in anxiety, not the devotee. Abhayam, fearless. He knows Krishna is there. He will provide. I am serving him. He is providing for those who are atheistic people. Why not for me? If he doesn't provide, I'll go and dip myself, drown myself in the Ganga. That is abhayam, the principle of abhayam. And sattvasham shuddhim. The whole goal of the life is how I can purify my existence. His only consideration in any duty is, will this bind me or will this liberate me? Especially a sannyasi. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a sannyasi, he was very, very careful about three things. About his dealings with women, the opposite sex. Because that's the biggest way of giving you the feeling that I am the enjoyer. And the second is wealth. That gives you a sense of lording over. And the third and most subtle is worship. Nadhanam, najanam, nasundarim kavitamba jagadisha kamai. Mamajanmani janmani ishwari. The whole focus was, he was very, very, through Chota Haridas incident, he taught a very powerful lesson. That if at all you want to go, when he was asked to meet Maharaj Pratap Rudra, he said, no, nishkinchanasya bhagavad bhajanon mukhasya paramparam jigamishor bhavasagarasya sandarshanam vishainam athayoshitam cha ha hanta hanta vishabhakshanatopya sadhu. Very strong, such high standard, he said, that, you know, we realize how fallen we are. We just chant 16 rounds, suddenly we have a halo around the head. But Mahaprabhu's standard, such a high standard that, you know, it's actually humbling. So, he told, sandarshanam, what to speak of associating, even seeing, vishayinam, a person engaged in sense gratification, athayoshitamcha, or the opposite sex, with a spirit of enjoying, enjoyment spirit. Ha hanta hanta vishabhakshanatopya sadhu. So, this is the principle. Therefore, Jadbharat, having learnt his lesson, wouldn't talk because he said, what is the use of talking? I'm going to get entangled. I am not going to talk for the rest of my life. Only when he saw that Maharaj Rahugan is a suitable candidate, I will speak. Otherwise, I would rather be dumb. He chose, as a sannyasi, as a paramahamsa, he chose to be dumb. Like Sukadeva Maharaj. Sukadeva Goswami was simply walking naked. Absolutely unconcerned. People were spitting on him. People were mistreating him. He saw some women naked. He just walked as if he was passing through some trees. Same five elements. Trees also have a soul and made up of five elements. And these women also have a soul made up of five elements. Only thing is the structure is, you know, different composition, different ratio. That was his vision. Unnidro, gudho moodha iveyate. So he decided not to speak. Like here, ajagarvrti. He decided not to eat. Why should I go to eat? Krishna will provide. If he doesn't want, okay, Haribol. opened his mouth and lying. Anything would come, Haribo. Prasadam. Not, theek hai. Madhavendra Puri
had decided not to beg. Krishna had to steal just because he desired to serve the Lord. That's the power of his love for Krishna. He decided not to. Krishna had to bring a pot of milk when he went to Vrindavan. He said, in my village, no one starves. And I know you've been starving for days. He said, how did you know? He said, I come to know everything in this village. Here, please take this. He decided not to beg. Why bother begging also? Sukadeva Goswami, out of his mercy, decided to beg little milk near the household, with the household, just for benefiting them. But when he saw Maharaj Parikshit, suitable candidate, a person who wouldn't stand in one place for more than a few minutes, decided to stay at one place 7 days and seven nights without moving. Darshan of such a personality, even the vision of such a personality, is very rare. Sukadeva Goswami wouldn't stay. You just keep on walking. It's very difficult to see such a person. What to speak of associating or hearing from such a person. But he decided to stay for 7 days and seven nights and continuously shower nectar of Bhagavata Amrita. Just because he saw Maharaj Parikshit as a suitable candidate. That is the only process. That's all. Otherwise, they have no interest whatsoever. Like the four Kumaras. And if Abhayam, Sattva Samshuddhim and Jnana Yoga Vyavasthitihi. Jnana Yoga Vyavasthitihi means trying to acquire higher and higher knowledge of the Absolute Truth and to give that knowledge. Share that knowledge. This is the only motive. This is their only... So, fearlessness by full understanding on dependence on the Lord. The whole focus is never to get entangled in this life and just get out of this place. Remain always pure. And third, acquire as much knowledge of transcendence and to share with everyone. This is the three primary principles of sannyas. And anyone in any varna or any ashrama has this focus and does whatever is necessary externally, such a person must also be accepted as a sannyasi and a mahajan. And such a personality was Bhishma Dev, one of the mahajans. Now Bhishma Dev seemed like a pound, shilling and pence man. So much attached to politics, taking sides of the opposite side of Krishna. But Krishna wanted to show to the whole world what is the position of Bhishma. Therefore, on his deathbed, the Lord sold out to his unconditional devotional service, personally came to stand before him as an obedient servant, because he desired, I wish I could see Krishna. Krishna came. Madhavendra Puri decided, I wish I could taste the sweet rice so that I can serve my Gopal. And the Lord stole. The Lord becomes sold out. Ajita Jitopi. Ajita is unconquerable, but he becomes conquered by such a devotee. His desire, Krishna changed his travel plan. He wanted to go to Dwarka. He changed his plan to come, please and satisfy Bhishma, and also to glorify Bhishma for all time to come, who was the most misunderstood personality. Next only to, I think, Vritrasura. Most misunderstood personality. But one of the Mahajans. And how did Krishna glorify Bhishma? On his deathbed, pierced by arrows from top to bottom, suffering for so many days, lying there, about to give up his body. And Yudhishthir Maharaj, Dharmaraj, the knower of all the subtleties of Dharma, comes and asks him question. Is it a right time to ask a question? a person is pierced by arrows, about to die. And he's asking, now please tell me everything about how to live. Dana dharma, Raja dharma, Stri dharma, Moksha dharma, Bhagavad dharma. First of all, such a man who is about to die doesn't have, you know, like disoriented and mumbles and something. And nobody asks questions like that at that time. In a Bhagavatam class also, after some time, nobody asks questions. What to speak of? The most inappropriate place, time and circumstance. Battlefield is not a place to ask questions. And such a... So Yudhishthir Maharaj, the most refined, cultured person, he knows how to do things when. But Krishna inspired him to ask questions about dharma. And to whom? Bhishma, in presence of whom? In presence of Vyasadeva is standing there. All the Devarshis are standing there. All the Brahmarshis are come from the all over universe to watch this great incident. The Brahmarshis, the Devarshis, the Rajarshis, the knowers of truth, all the subtleties of truth, they have come and stood, and Yudhishthir Maharaj, instead of choosing all of them, has chosen Bhishma, a seemingly a materialistic person, at a time, at a situation, at a circumstance which is absolutely inappropriate. But Krishna inspired him to show to the whole world, this is what Bhishma is, a Mahajan. His condition of body cannot affect his consciousness because he is absolutely doesn't identify himself with the body. It cannot affect his consciousness. We see Srila Prabhupada. Final day, for 6 months he hasn't taken any solid. Only skins and bones. But then he is speaking Srimad Bhagavatam. 10th canto, 13th chapter, purports. And if you read the purport, absolute, coherent, in line with all the whole other Bhagavatam purports he had given. What consciousness? How could a person retain such consciousness unless he's convinced, I am not the body, I am the soul. And his attachment to Krishna service is so deep, so strong, that nothing matters. This is called indifference to matter. Now, coming to the most important point. What do we learn from this? What is its relevance for us? How do we go from here after understanding? Very nice, very nice. Thank you very much. You have given us, you know, a perspective. Nice examples and understanding. But what? Ab kya Maharaj? Ab kidhar chale? Very interesting point. When Shukadeva Goswami, naked, immediately after being born, walking away, and he sees some young girls, naked girls, taking bath, he doesn't bother, he just walks away, and neither they bother, because by their demeanor, they can know that this guy is transcendental. Just like Prabhupada writes, the women have special qualification by their demeanor of the person standing opposite, they can make out that person's intention. Maybe Krishna has given them that special qualification to protect them. Just like a small child is standing. By his demeanor you can know. He's innocent. What does he know? He doesn't know anything. Looking like that. So they saw Shukadeva Goswami, well-developed body, 16-year-old youth, peak of his youth, walking. He was unconcerned. They were unconcerned. But when Vyasadeva came, equal like his grandfather, they like their grandfather, equally transcendental, absolutely self-realized, immediately they covered themselves. And Prabhupada writes a very beautiful purport. He says, Srila Vyasadeva was also in the transcendental stage, but because he was in the householder's life, he did not pretend to be a liberated soul as a matter of custom. This is the humility. As a matter of custom, a devotee, wherever he is, Pundrik Vidyanidhi, seeming a pound, shilling, pence man, even Gadadhar Pandit, the greatest of renunciates, couldn't recognize him. They never want to exhibit. The reason why this person, Ajagarvati, is staying somewhere in Sahyadri Mountain is simply because he didn't want to be recognized. But Prahlad Maharaj was able to recognize. Hey, he's trying to hide, but I know his glories. It takes one to know one. He could recognize. Otherwise, very difficult to recognize. So, where do we go from here? What do we understand? So, when Shukadeva Goswami was walking by, Vyasadeva is on the same platform, but as a matter of custom, he just behaved in whichever ashram he was. So, really think, true spirituality is an internal journey. And you will do whatever is necessary, but the real thing is, how much are we become abhayam? How much are we becoming fearless of the dualities, of the condition of the outside world, or what is the situation? How much are we focused on purifying our existence? And how much are we interested in absorbing the knowledge of transcendence and trying to preach? That's all. And do whatever is necessary. Wherever you are, sthane sthitah. Mahaprabhu quoted this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. It's quoted by Brahma. Jnane prayasa udapasya namanta eva jivanti sanmukharitam bhavadiya vartam. Sthane sthitah shutigatam tanumang manobhir ye prayasho ajita jitopi. This is the way of conquering the Lord, bringing him under a devotee's control. But before this, I would like to discuss one more point before I come to the concluding point of this. And that is, when Shukadev Goswami is asked by Maharaj Parikshit, in three verses, right at the outset of the second canto, he criticizes the materialistic people. And Jiva Goswami writes, through his criticism, he is telling the devotees what not to do. So the three verses speak about the absorption. I call it the triple A formula. Absorption, activity, and alertness. Mind needs absorption, body needs activity, and the intelligence should be alert. So, what is the absorption? Shrotavyadini Rajendra Nanam Santi Sahasrashah Apashyatam Atvatattam Griheshu Grihamedhinam. He criticizes the materialistic people who have so many subject matters to hear, thousands of subject matters. Shrotavyadini Rajendra Nanam Santi Sahasrashah. In this ocean, materialistic Bhavasagara, there are waves of topics. Some waves predominate sometimes. One wave comes, some political event, election, everyone, who is the whole media is talking, TV is talking, this is talking, people are talking, trains, everyone is talking, in the street, everyone is talking, everyone is talking. What is the subject matter? Who will be the next PM or the MP or whatever? CM or PM, whatever. Everyone is talking about it. Then comes the sports wave. Everyone is talking. Who will score how much? Which team will win? Months together go by like this. Then some mishap, antisocial, you know, some terrorist attack. Whole world is talking about it. Drowned in that subject matter. Some wonderful movie comes. Star or some very big event of film industry. Everyone is talking about it. In this way, the waves come and go, and time also passes. And before you know, the last wave comes and hits, and you are finished. Apashyatam Atmatattvam. Apashyatam Atmatattvam. And Prabhupada explains, what is Atmatattva? The soul falls into this material existence and is tied by a knot. And the goal of life is to cut the knot and liberate yourself. And what is the sword which cuts the knot? Yad anudhya asina yukta karma granti nibandhanam chindanti kovidastasya kona kuryat katharatim. He says, yad anudhya,
One who remembers the Lord, the remembrance of the Lord is compared to a sword. Yad anudhya asina yukta karma granthi nibandhanam.
It can cut that knot which has been tied by Maya Devi to a soul, pure soul, and tum janam janam ke saathi.
One after another, one after another, you get another body, another body, another body, another body, because of this subtle body, predominated by the false ego. So, the moment, and that comes by remembering the Lord. And remembrance comes only when you hear and chant always. Whomever you always hear about, you chant. Whomever you chant, you start remembering. So, first and foremost, Prabhupada writes a very beautiful statement in the first canto. To that purport, he said, one should mold one's life in such a way that there is progressive remembrance of Krishna every time. Something to that effect. I'm just paraphrasing it, but I think I should have written it down. I didn't get time. One should mold one's life in such a way that the remembrance of the Lord, progressively remembrance, that means the remembrance should increase more and more as time passes. Hearing, chanting and remembering should increase. Especially as we are coming closer to the exam. Life is a preparation, death is the examination. Just like as students, as they close exam, other things stop gradually. Abhi TV dekhna band, baad mein dekhenge, pariksha ke baad. And focus increases more on subject matter. That is the absorption. So, one should check how we should mold our lives in such a way. And just like a mold, you know, you get a mold. and into which you throw some mud and, you know, that mold comes out. You know how they make some face of Ganpati and all. They have this mold into which they throw that mud, clay, and it gets. So in one sense, the program given by Srila Prabhupada is the perfect mold. You put yourself into that mold. Then you can mold your life in such a way that how you can actually hear, chant, remember and serve Krishna 24 hours a day. Gradually it increases by taking part in this preaching movement. It doesn't matter where you are, who you are. From wherever you are, start that point. So that is about absorption. Second, the activity. Nidraya hriyate naktam vyavayena chavavayah divacharthe haya rajan kutumba bharanenava. At night, two things. As I say, ahara nidra bhai maithunam cha. Four, basically. So, at night, nidra and maithunam, and in morning, eating and defending. Ahara and bhaya. How to eat and how to protect this family. Kutumba bharanena va. In an understanding that I am the Lord and I am the controller, in that materialistic conception. Not as a grahastha, as a responsible householder. Grahastha ashram means where spiritual progress is kept as the center. So that activity. So, how to mold that activity that it is Krishna centered? Yat karoshi yad ashnasi yad juhoshi yad dasiyat. Yat tapasasi kaunti yadat kurushamad arpanam. Activity. And the third thing is alertness. Deha patya kalatradishu atma sainyeshu asatsu api tesham pramatto nidhanam pashyan apina pashyati. They are taking shelter. It's a war. Material world means war, struggle for existence. And in the war, you need support. So many, gun and bullets and stocks and, you know, so much stock of arsenal, whatever. So, it's a war. And in the war, you have to depend on people who will help you to win the war. Alone, we can't win. So, who are their soldiers? Deha, my body. Apatya, my wife. Apatya, my children. Kalatra, my wife. Adishu, and my bank balance, and my vehicle, and my insurance, and my this, and that, and that. Atma Sainyeshu, these are my army. With this army, I am going to attack.
asatsu, all are fallible. All are fallible. So, even before the first ball is bowled, match fixing is already done. Who is going to lose? No one has won this match against Maya. But, tesham pramattaha, a person is so absorbed, pashyan napi na pashyati. He sees but he can't see. That is lack of alertness. Sometimes you are sitting, you know, daydreaming. Somebody is stealing something in front of you. Your own baggage, you know, you're sitting in the train. You're seeing. The eyes are seeing, but the mind is not alert. Hey, kidhar kya? Pashyan napi na pashyati. He sees. He sees everyone is going down. Everyone is losing. But he thinks, I'm an exception. So, pashyan, lack of alertness. And what is this alertness? Alertness to a better situation in the next life. That should be the alertness. Whatever I do, what kind of next situation I will have to enter? Just like a student, when he enters a class, his only focus is how to pass the exam and go to the next class. That should be the main goal. So in this school of hard knocks, material existence, one should always be alert. Exam is going to come. How I should come out with flying colors to best situation next life. And what is the best situation? Back home, back to Godhead. By which there is no question of birth, old age, disease and death. Janma karma chame divyam evam yoveti tattvatah. To know tattvatah, jnana yoga vyavasthiti. All our endeavor, how to remember the Lord always. And that was the Shad Goswamis. Shad Goswamis set a classical example of this. What were their activity? How did they conquer eating, sleeping, mating and defending? They said, Sankhya purvaka nama gana natibhi kalavasani kritau nidra ahara viharakad vijitau. They conquered by regulated devotional service. Their sadhana was lying on a rock. I can forego eating and sleeping, but not my main activity. That's the real activity of the soul. Gradually and naturally. One can't do it artificially. Just inspired by a good class. That's all right. We may get inspired, but one should not jump too high to fall down. But gradually and naturally. But the movement should be in that direction at least. We should aspire and plan to move that gradually and naturally it should move towards absorption. Sankhya purvaka nama gana natibhi. This is our priority in the association of devotees, hearing and chanting oh the holy name of the Lord, remembering the Lord always. Mold our lives in such a way that gradually this becomes the prominent thing and other things gradually. That's what like the progress of varnashram. As you move towards vanaprastha, as you move towards sannyas, this is the whole idea. It doesn't really matter. Materialistic activity is coming down. And what were their activities? What was their absorption? Absorption was this. Gopi bhava rasa amrita abdhila hari kallola magnam. Radha krishna gunasmater madhurima anandena sammohito. Their absorption was gradually increasing. Tyaktva turna mashesha mandalapati shenim sada tuchhavat. Realizing the insignificance of this futile endeavor, material endeavor, gradually reducing it and increasing the spiritual endeavor. And the third thing is alertness. How are they alert? Today, people are very alert. Alert to sense gratification. And they were alert to, where is Krishna? He Radhe he Vraja Devi ke chalalite, he Nanda Shuno Kutaha. Where is Krishna? Is he on top of Govardhan? Is he under this bush? Is he there? Is he there? Is he there? As much alert as a materialistic is for sense gratification. He's looking. Where is sense gratification? Everywhere. Under the tree, under the bush, in the park, through money, through stocks, through this, through that. Everywhere he's trying to juice, get the juice. So alert. Any opportunity, how I can get some sense gratification out of this situation. Similarly, they were alert every situation. How can I use this facility to come closer to Krishna, to remember Krishna, to surrender to Krishna, to see the hand of Krishna, to see the mercy of Krishna? Because ultimately I have to develop love of God. So how can I use this situation to come closer to Krishna? That is the alertness. So if that is developed, and that is this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, has given us a process. You just have to do three things. Again, very easy to remember. Jnane prayasa udapasya namanta eva jivanti sanmukharitam bhavadiya vartam sthane sthita shrutigatam danuang manobhir ye prayasho ajita jitopi apita istrilokyam. He said, jnane prayasa udapasya. Give up the process of trying to understand Krishna through your 450 grams of grey matter. Don't try to understand through your speculative way. Give up this process. Jnana karma adi anavritam. Give up this process. And then, jnane prayasa udapasya namanta eva, with a humble mood. And Krishna, I can't do this. Please, you give your mercy. Then, jnane prayasa udapasya jivanti sanmukharitam bhavadiya vartam. Adjust, manage your life in such a way. Sometimes people ask, you have to do management. Time management, stress management, lifestyle management. All this management is for what? How you can make sure that hearing, chanting, remembering and worshipping the Lord is becoming more and more and more, and other things are gradually delegated. Otherwise, it is futile. So, our service, our activities, our absorption and our alertness increases. I lost the thought process. Jivanti sanmukharitam bhavadiya vartam. We should always hear. Hearing should be the topmost priority. Hearing and chanting. We should mold our lives in such a way that hearing and chanting becomes the most prominent part of our lives. Sanmukharitam, from proper sources. Bhavadiya vartam, hearing the glories of the Lord. And then, sthane sthita shrutigatam, trying to live a simple and pure life. As simple as possible, unnecessary necessities should be reduced, and pure life, no meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex, no gambling, then you realize the necessities are actually very less. We can manage. Not much endeavor is necessary. So, atyahar prayasascha, unnecessary prayas, karma prayas, jnana prayas, yoga prayas, not necessary. Just, what is this prayas? Just to hear and chant. That is not prayas. Coming to temple is not prayas. Hearing is not prayas. Going for a pilgrimage along with devotees to remember the Lord always is not prayas. There is little prayas to book the ticket and all that, pay some amount. But that prayas is not ati prayas. That's just prayas, simple prayas. And to offer Krishna some fruit and flower, patram pushpam, that's not a prayas. Little prayas, that's all. So in this way, if we can actually mold our life, Mahaprabhu, that's why he chose in his associate, amongst his associates, there were high sannyasis like Haridas Thakur. Absolutely renounced personalities of equal stature in the Grahastha ashram like Ramanand Rai. His indifference can never be imitated by anyone else. Because of his devotion for Lord Jagannath was so intense that he would dress these devadasis, prepare them for this drama. And absolutely his absorption was how this can give pleasure to Lord Jagannath and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. No one can imitate, of course. Srivas Thakur, absolutely a sannyasi in that sense. Sasanyasi cha yogi cha. The perfection of. So we find in Mahaprabhu and Shuklambar Brahmachari,
Whether it's a brahmachari or a grihastha or a vanaprastha or Paramananda Puri, Brahmananda Bharati or Haridas Thakur, Gadadhar Pandit. But all were actually thinking themselves the lowest and glorifying everyone else as someone great. So that's the process Mahaprabhu has given us. So simple. It can take us to this platform where we just do whatever is necessary. We are in a position in an ashram, because without properly being situated in an ashram, it creates chaos in our life and in others' life. We have to be situated properly in an ashram. Proper varna, proper ashram. But at the same time, the focus should be this. Our activities, our absorption and our alertness should always be trying to increase. If that is there, it really doesn't matter. Wherever sthane sthitah shutigatam tanuvang manobhir ye prayasho ajita jitopi. They can conquer the Lord from their position. The Lord becomes conquered by such a person's devotion. Maharaj Ambarish engaged all his activities. And even a renunciate like Durvas Muni, misunderstanding Maharaj Ambarish, created a havoc in his own life. Again and again, scriptures give this principle. It explains the highest, but simultaneously tells us that one can achieve from any stage, especially in Kali Yuga. Mahaprabhu is so magnanimous that he has given us a process. One can achieve that perfection in any, by remaining anywhere. However, the focus should not be lost. And gradually and naturally move towards that perfection. Humbly. Hare Krishna. Stop here. It's very late. 54. 6 minutes are there if there are any questions. Or yes. I knew something is going to come.
Very, very inspiring class. I was just thinking that you are just speaking about hardcore realization of yours. Prabhuji, I have a very serious doubt and question which I have observed in my life. Specifically, I used to be in Vrindavan. There are many sadhus, there are many grahasthas who stay in Vrindavan and many other places. And what you were saying is they used to be very thorough enough, with very focused, with hearing, chanting, remembering, and not at all deviating in any way. But although those things are there, but they used to see that some other qualities a Vaishnava is supposed to have it. Titiksha Karuna, that's verse which is saying. Those qualities we were not... Titiksha Karuna, that qualities of a sadhu, that tolerance, forgiveness, all those qualities we used to not see in those devotees. So sometimes we have the mind used to be puzzling that this person is thoroughly fixed up in his devotional life, he is completely blissful in his Krishna consciousness, but the external, all these qualities I'm not able to see it. Due to that reason, we sometimes don't give him a respect. We don't have that type of intimate relationship with him and we don't feel it comfortable with that. So in that circumstances, what should be our consciousness at that time with that devotee? Those qualities have not come in him. We don't know what it is and we have no rights to even ask it. So can you just imagine, can you just tell us what should we have a consciousness for that devotee?
Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that a devotee has two qualities, primary and secondary. Like Prabhupada also explains in the 13th chapter, 8 to 12. You know, amanitvam, adam, vitvam, ahimsa, kshanti, marja. 20 qualities are mentioned. But he says that unalloyed devotion to Krishna, that is the primary quality, essential quality, most important quality. So the primary quality is Krishnaika Sharana. He has understood that Krishna is my only shelter. Taken shelter of Krishna. That is the primary quality. And for that, Acharya Upasanam is essential. You have to take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. Otherwise you can't get this. Without spiritual master within the parampara, you can't get this. I have seen many, many nice people, but then without that access, they can't get the complete understanding of Srimad Bhagavatam or the absolute truth. Impossible. Impossible. So, if they have that, then everything else is secondary. It will follow in due course. Because the process will gradually... It's just like you can't blame a person who is sitting under the tap and cleansing himself. Very dirty, and he's just sitting under the tap and he's scrubbing. So much dust will come out. So you can't blame him. At least as long as sitting under the tap. Cheto darpanam arjanam bhava mahadavagni nirmavanam. We are all cleansing. We are sitting under the tap of Harinam. And even us sometimes, we wonder, you know, how we become a devotee. In fact, after becoming a devotee and after started chanting, the real thing comes out, you know, all the anarthas. And when you really surprises us, sometimes it feels so ashamed what kind of thoughts pass through our consciousness. So, see the primary quality. If he is in the proper process of devotional service under a proper spiritual master, then we understand cleansing, you know, process is going on. And in the meantime, there is, Rupa Goswami says, three levels of devotees. Why should he say, if you are not supposed to discriminate? We are supposed to discriminate. But we are not supposed to discriminate simply for the heck of it. Let us see, between these two, who is great? That's none of your business. That's Krishna's. That's for him to decide. You have to decide how to serve a person. Because our job is to only serve. We have to serve every living entity. But you should know, what is the best way to serve this person? To serve this person properly, you must know what their needs are, or what their, how I can serve them. And to know that, you may have to judge. Some you serve by hearing from them, by serving them. Some you serve by befriending them, sharing with them. Some you serve by instructing them. So just to know how to best serve the person, I may have to make some judgment. But it should be done with great respect and caution and with all humility. But the mood should always be, how can I best serve? Someone who is advanced, you serve by hearing. Take full advantage of that association and serve. You can inspire that person by hearing from that person. He is also inspired because you are engaging him, in his service to his Guru and Krishna. Therefore, when Parikshit Maharaj asks question, Shukadeva Goswami is so happy. He said, thank you. Shukadeva Goswami, Munaya Sadhu Prishtoham. Thank you. Bhavad Bhir Loka Mangalam. Because the answer to this question purifies the speaker, the hearer, and the audience. So you are serving that person in his service to Guru and Krishna by inquiring from him. And you are serving your equals by befriending them. Because, as one devotee expressed, in front of the great souls, your best quality comes out. Naturally. It's not artificial. In front of very advanced people, because of their purity, they extract good qualities in you. And you are in your best in front of them. But not so amongst your equals. Because there, and they know what is what. And therefore, if we have a friendly relationship, Guhyam Akhyati Prichati, probably they will be able to help us much better. Because they see that the someone junior, they will always glorify. Even an anartha they may see as some transcendental. Prabhu is really transcendental, you know. So, they always see everything as wonderful, transcendental and glorious. And someone who are high, the best of you comes out. Only amongst the equals can they actually, you know. Therefore, that kind of a thing is very important. Heart-to-heart talk. Discussions on how we can serve better. And with others, we inspire them by our own example and by whatever we have heard, we repeat to the best of our ability in a way that is understandable and interesting. So we just want to serve, that's all. And just to know how to serve, if that's our consideration to measure and understand a person's level, we are safe. Otherwise, we are treading some, you know, area full of mines. It's none of our business. We'll stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Thai Gaur Premanandi.